Greetings. It gives me great pleasure to introduce you to this week's gift givers, Mabel and Jim Flaherty, my maternal grandparents. I love the notion of a big family. I like TV shows that portray big families in movies and stories. There's something warm about it, something reassuring. Maybe it's just knowing that there's so many people that you're connected to that have your back. Yeah, I love a big family. Heck, I'm mesmerized by the TV show Parenthood with its portrayal of a big family in the modern day world. And because of Grandma Pap Flaherty, in my own little way, to experience what it was like to be a part of a big family. Over 70 years ago, they began their family with 7 children that turned into 13 grandchildren. I look back so fondly to the 4th of July's in my Aunt Lou and Uncle Sam's backyard. They had the big backyard where we could all get together and games of volleyball and food and fireworks. Oh, what great memories those were. I remember us going to Pittsburgh Pirate games at Three Rivers Stadium where we'd pack a cooler of food, buy the $5 seats, and we'd make a day of it. And oh, Graham Flaherty, she loved baseball. And those were good times. Holidays, anytime we got together for any reason, we were always a little loud, always a little rambunctious, but certainly having a wonderful, wonderful time together, the big family. It was from this family as well that I learned to process grief. My Graham and Pat Flaherty were the first people that died in my life, and I look back and I remember being surrounded by my aunts and my uncles and my cousins, being able to watch them and talk with them and learning how to process grief for the first time. Yeah, it's nice to think that there's so many people you're connected to that have your back. But Grandma Pap Flaherty gave me a gift even greater than the experience of being part of a big family. I look back to all the wonderful things they set in motion with their 7 kids and their 13 grandchildren. And as I grew older and heard stories of my aunts and uncles' youth, I began to come to understand they were a poor family. They had very little money. And yet, with 7 kids, they always made it work. My Pap Flaherty, after returning back from World War II, worked in the steel mill. When he was laid off, he was a day worker showing up in the morning to try to find work for the day, eventually learning to drive a local delivery truck around Pittsburgh. They made it happen, but with 7 children, they had very, very little. And yet, here's this wonderful family that's fun, that's caring. The greatest gift Graham and Pap Flaherty ever gave me is that you can do wonderful things with very little. What I'm not saying is that money's not important. Money is important. Food, shelter, school, life experiences, they all cost money. What I am saying, though, is in pursuit of what we do to support ourselves, to support our families financially, our careers, our dreams, our worthwhile goals that we turn valuable lifetime over to ensure we have the options that money can provide. But in pursuit of that, while we're doing that, there are marvelous things that we can be doing simultaneously that cost us very little. These are the things where your energy, your effort, your attention, your caring put into is so much more important than a single dollar. And it goes way beyond the example of family that I've used here. Friends, happiness, curiosity, adventure, experience, new ideas, new ways of acting or doing things, caring, learning, laughing, listening, and loving. And the list goes on and on and on. The list of things that when you give your heart, you give your time, you give your energy and attention to, you create marvelous, spectacular, wonderful things, and it costs you very little. Creating wonderful things from very little, big things from little things, the gift that Graham and Pap Flaherty gave to me that I give to you today. The gift that made me rich before I ever made my first dollar. Thanks, Graham and Pap Flaherty. And thanks to you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.